Coming up next hour, attorney, politician, political commentator, and author Bakari Sellers will be our special guest. But first, protests erupt all around the country and the world, from Minneapolis, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Atlanta, Detroit, Philadelphia, Dallas, Washington, D.C., at the White House, yes, George Floyd's hometown of Houston, and more cities around the country. People also protested worldwide in London and Berlin and Toronto in support of our protesting here in the United States. People took to the streets to protest the outrage. We all saw it on video, the murder of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer while Floyd was being detained. Some of the protests were peaceful, and some with other agendas turned the marching into violence, clashes with police as they used rubber bullets and tear gas. We saw arson, we saw fires, vehicles getting destroyed, protesters and police getting injured. It was, I mean, we saw a little bit of everything TV this weekend.
You know what's difficult? Sitting on the couch with your 8-year-old son trying to explain this. Mm-hmm. Right. Trying to make it's so difficult to try to explain what this is all about. And his big question is, why? Yeah. Why are they doing this?
Mm-hmm. Well, why? Tommy, my son Winton, who lives in the downtown Atlanta area, was out there last night amongst the protesters because he's a photography student, and he wanted to capture it on photography, and he ended up shooting a video that I posted on my Instagram, which I was very proud of his work as a student trying to capture the moment. He caught this woman talking, and Winton caught her talking and recorded it and put her and used her in the making of this video of the protest last night. And I put it on my IG page, and it's really a piece of work that I was proud of by him. And then, of course, I'm his father, so we had this long talk about, okay, you done that, that's enough. And he said, Dad, but I had to do my part. And what can I tell him? I mean, you know, I gotta let him, you know, speak out. He's seeing stuff at 22,
right,
and I've seen a lot more of it than he has, and he's sick, and he wanted to show how sickening it was by doing a video and put it on his IG page, and I put it on mine. So if you want to see what Winton captured on video before the curfew, and he did it before the curfew, so the curfew, he ain't out there tonight.
Good.
I just asked him not to go. You know, I'm his father, man. I don't want you to. Because, bro, don't let them arrest you for disobeying curfew, because now we got another problem.
Right. And then, Tommy, your son is little. You have to explain this to him at such a young age.
You have to explain that. And then the fact that you play with a kid in the neighborhood who is not the same color as you. And then you're trying
to...
They're friends. And, you know, I'm trying to... Do I give him a heads up? I think the main thing is, here are these words I do not want people to call you. And when you hear this word, you come let me know about it. So we've started with that. So I'm not trying to put so much on an 8-year-old at one time.
Right. But you have to teach your son about racism.
Yes.
You know, and then I would say, and Steve has raised sons, and you have an older son, Tommy. Right. And Jay too, and then you have a younger son. You still have to have that other conversation.
Oh, yeah, that's
that.
Yeah,
black men have to have.
Yep, with their sons,
with their sons,
and their
with their boys.
Now,
yeah, and daughters as well.
Mm-hmm. And it's a conversation that other people don't have to have.
They do.
That's right.
Other
don't.
How to dress.
Right.
Yeah.
What to do when the police pull over.
Right. How to speak.
Yeah. Where you should have your ID in the car, how your hands should be on top of the wheel at 10 and 2 with all your fingers spread out like starfish. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, to have this conversation. But, you know, like I was saying, I just thought when the videos came out and social media that would do it.
That would do it. The
Once they
community.
See it, they'll know what we've been screaming about. Well, finally. Yeah. This one is on video, and now they're screaming. There was no screaming for Trayvon.
No.
See, there was no white outrage for Trayvon.
Right.
And there was no video.
They've seen what we've seen, but when it goes to court, it's like they don't see it.
Yeah. See, so but here's the part. Mm-hmm. When they say they're waiting on the grand jury to decide if they're going to be able to press charges or not, mm-hmm. what I had to learn the hard way was the grand jury is just 12 registered voters.
Right.
They're
right.
not mm-hmm. a group of specialized elected officials. No. They're 12 of supposedly our peers who are never our peers. So the justice system is just people. And people, when they get in those rooms behind closed doors, they are allowed to continue to think and perpetrate the racist thoughts that they truly have without intervention from us because we ain't back there.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah,
because we're not on the jury.
It's like we need to be in the room where it happens.
You arrested a CNN reporter for doing his job on the spot.
You made a decision right there to arrest him. Yeah. And these guys are not arrested.
But see, I think too is the police department is unchecked. They have a department called IA, which is Internal Affairs, which all police officers are all police officers hate because they investigate them. But that's not enough because what has to happen is police officers who take this sworn oath of duty have to police one another. Look, man, so you can't come over here. Them three men should have said, hey, man.
Enough.
Enough. Stop. We on his neck.
Come on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See, but them three officers sat there and was complacent. Yes. So if you in the car when the murder happened, if you a regular citizen, you in the murder.
Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of the protesters are saying. Why. If it was one of us that done it, we would be in jail immediately.
That's what has to happen.
And that's why they're so upset, because they haven't been arrested. And they're waiting. When are they going to be arrested? How soon?
Nick Cannon said it best. We need to call the police on the police.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Wow. Coming up, we'll talk about more of racism in America right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, this country, we've been talking about it all morning, is in crisis. You can't go anywhere and not know that this is happening. No federal leadership. Protests are erupting all over the country. Coming up in about 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to talk to author Bakari Sellers. You know him as a politician, an attorney, frequent CNN correspondent, and analyst. So we'll talk to Bakari Sellers coming up. But right now, Steve, we were talking about just, you know, everything that's going on, the protests going on in Washington, and not a word, not a peep, maybe a couple of racist tweets from the president, but nothing of any, you know, substance.
I mean, look, this is not what he does. This is called leadership. He's never led people before. He's never been responsible for any lives outside of his family. I just don't believe that. So you are asking him to lead a nation and offer words of comfort when he's never comforting anyone. No. That's not his MO, that's not his business model. When he gets in financial trouble, he files bankruptcy so he can keep going without paying.
Mm-hmm. You know how to do that.
And that's what it is.
Looks for tax loopholes, all of that. But I mean, he can't call for calm. Anything?
That's not in him to do that. No.
Right.
But this is when a president is supposed to be talking, right?
Yes. Yes. When your country.
Yes. Your country is on fire. Yeah.
Your country is full of disease, unemployment, and we have protesters and we are rioting over racism, and you are silent.
He's silent because they're trying to write something for him. The writers are in a room. What can we get him to say? And he's got to agree to it. Because they know when they put him out there, man, he going to read to a certain point, and then he's going to fly off. And they're trying to coach him right now on how to be a leader. But it's a sad state that we're in where we have to coach the leader of the biggest, richest nation in the world. Mm-hmm. And he's in a corner somewhere not knowing what to say because he has no experience at calming people down. Mm-hmm. Look, the man don't go to church.
You wanted the job.
Yeah.
I don't think he
has never been a servant of people.
That's right.
He has never led people.
Governed.
He has never governed or cared for people.
Well, what about that reality talk show? He was fired people on there.
That was behind
fired people. And that's what he's doing up there in the White House too.
Everybody
he fired everybody. Don't agree with him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He did. That's right. He's still doing that show.
Right. He can't debate with nobody.
You think he's scared though, right now, since they're so close to the White House?
You look out on the lawn and you see a bunch of angry black and white people and police in front of your front yard. Hell yeah, he was scared.
He went to the bunker this weekend, didn't he?
I heard that.
Where you going, scared. Trump? Where you going?
I mean, he can look out the window. He can see the
bring
right
your ass
there.
Outside where everybody
not
else is. Come on outside.
Window, you can hear it. You can hear it. Yeah.
Hear it. He doesn't know what to say, guys. He has no clue. It's not in his DNA. It's not in his makeup. And they are scurrying for him to make a statement. Because when he started talking about these National Guard, whoa, man,
and
listen to me.
Dogs.
You need to stop this here. You just talking about. See, he doesn't know anything except how to be a bully or try to make a power move. Mm-hmm. So what I want everybody, please be conscious of this while you're out here. He's looking for a way to flip this to his advantage. And if you keep looting, he gonna send in the National Guard like he's saving America. That's all he's waiting on. He's not offering 1 ounce of corrective measures to calm this down. Mm-mm. Let's get the DOJ. See, if he has somebody other than Barr, he could send the DOJ down at the Department of Justice, get these officers arrested, get all these cases put forward, get some convictions rolling, get some jail times going, and calm this thing down. Pass some legislative law. He got that ink pen. He can do what he want to do.
Well, he said he's doing that. He said that he has Attorney General Barr looking into that. That's what he said.
Well, how looking long
into what? He doesn't tell the truth.
Yeah. I'm just telling you what he said. That's what he said. We're going on what a president says and what he does.
Right.
Because he's not doing anything.
What he does, and he doesn't do anything, but he says a lot.
Yes,
and usually
does.
That's not true.
Can't believe nothing comes out of his mouth.
Nothing.
And he ain't said nothing, so.
No. Yeah.
And that's a shame.
Yeah.
It's like old people say, he'll lie when he don't have to. He'll just lie.
When the truth will do. Like when the truth will do all the time. Yeah.
You know,
the truth ain't in him.
The truth will set you free. How about that one?
So just no federal leadership. And, he's just so busy attacking the Democratic leaders from the state of Minnesota and the mayor of Minneapolis. Instead of you saying and tweeting positive messages, all you do is attack each state.
Right, because you know what, Carla? He's trying to put blame anywhere but him.
Yes,
The mayor Jacob immediately Bryan. Had the police officers fired from the police department.
Yes, he wanted action.
The mayor
immediately.
Used to be a civil rights attorney.
Jacob Fry.
You know, Crump explained all of that. That guy's good.
He's
good. You've never seen action that exact and swift against any officers before. I haven't.
And speaking of mayors, Steve, can we say something about Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms? I mean, she
is a leader.
Really. I'm considering, I know it hasn't been brought up yet, but it was like, why not Keisha Lance Bottoms for VP?
Yes.
Throw her hat in the, throw her name in the hat.
You have to get, I think, what they're looking for, and to be honest, which I think she would be a great candidate eventually. Mm-hmm. I think she has to get into the Senate. Congress, some type of more, a little bit higher up legislative.
More political experience.
Yeah, because that's what they're going to make it about with any woman who runs or any person of color. Yeah. They just, Trump got in
because
as
Trump
a reality star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But everybody else, they're going to make sure that you have some type of something. You know, and I mean, this guy became the president with no experience in government.
No compassion.
Tough talking, just that tough talking.
No compassion. Yeah. None.
He ain't blamed all this on Obama yet.
Is he gonna do that? Obama all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming.
All this.
Might get that today.
Everything, yeah. And if Obama had done any of this that he's not doing, Trump is not doing. All right, seriously, we're going to be talking about this all day. We have Bakari Sellers coming up to talk more about it, and we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.